Let's see. Ooh, with the hat.
Will Lip become a recurring character in future novels?
Oh, good question. Will Lip become a recurring character in future novels? Lip is one of the characters which I have seeded to be a main character in a future novels. And for those who don't know, the Stormlight archive has 2 arcs of 5. The first 5-book arc is basically about the characters we're dealing now. It's almost like its own series. But I really like the idea of the form of the novel. Sir, if you're born to you, I'm a professor, right? But I love the form of the novel, and I like doing things with it, which is why I've got that big essay on 4.com, if you read that. The idea that I wrote Plotted Words of Radiance as a series of 3 books that I put together in 1 volume that forced you to read a trilogy together, bound together. And it actually, I plotted it exactly the same way that I would plot a trilogy. So when you read this book, you're getting a trilogy. But it goes beyond that, because as a writer, what you're doing is, you take this, first you start with a sentence, right? And you want the sentence to have some sort of contrast in the sentence. You want it to be doing multiple things and have a contrast with itself. And then you build a paragraph. And a really good paragraph has a bit of a rise and fall to itself. You begin with something, and then you go, you dig into an idea, and then you come out of that idea. And you combine those paragraphs into scenes. And the scenes have a beginning, middle, and end of their own arc. And then you combine those scenes into chapters. And each chapter, when it works really well, has its own sculpted feel, and then the chapters come together for character arcs, and the character arcs come together for books, and then those books came together to be bound in what we call Words of Radiance, which is really 3 books bound as 1, and then these become part of a 5-book arc, and then those 2 5-book arcs become a mega arc for what I'm trying to do. And this is just me playing with this idea of, well, how many brackets can I put in here, and how can I make the scope work the way I want it to. And so what you end up with is hopefully something that feels very cool, even though you have to wait a long time between them because of this. It takes a long time to write a trilogy, even though I really mean that. I don't know if you know how long this book is, but each of those pieces in there is longer than most novels, each of the 3. And then there's a short story collection stapled in there as well. In the interview. So the back 5 will have different characters, though some of the characters from the first 5 will still show up. And I'm seeding characters who will be important in the back 5, in the front 5. And Lift is important. Lift is in my outline. She's one of those things that have her in my wiki. I have an internal wiki. You can't find it. It's on my computers only. But there's these entries for characters that my assistant gets, and they're like, who is this? You have this character being a main character, and they haven't even showed up yet. I'm like, oh, let me tell you about them. It's kind of fun. All right, do someone way back over here. Okay, dude in the beard. Go ahead. Yeah, that's you.
For Steelheart, if I can ask a Steelheart question.
You can.
All right, is that another magic? Steelheart
a magic system, or is it something more scientific? Honestly, Steelheart, don't let the secret out, but it's a superhero novel. And I see superheroes as magic, not science. I love comics, I love superheroes, but Superman that's a magic. Right. Even if you put a rationale to it, it's a magic. And so in the back of my head, it is a magic system, but it's hidden as a superhero dystopian mashup. Which I should mention, Barnes & Noble has an exclusive edition of Steelheart. So if you didn't pick up Steelheart, their edition has something that no other edition has in it, in the form of an annotated chapter by me. And they still have a few of the that edition here, which is rare. A lot of them don't have any left, and they're onto the later printings that don't have the cool thing in it. So if you want to, if you like the idea of a dystopian superhero mashup, the pitch on that is a world where there are no heroes, there are only supervillains, and it's about normal people fighting them. It's awesome. You can pick that up. Anyway, thank you for letting me pitch my book, and if you want one of these, you can come on up. And so, let's see, we've had all guys ask questions. Where are the ladies? All right, go ahead, ask your question. You miss Alcatraz. Is Alcatraz coming back? Alcatraz is coming back. Yes, I will write the ending. It's really weird. Like, when I wrote the Alcatraz books, I wrote them with a cliffhanger at the end. specifically because I was trying to push the publisher to publish number 5 because they said they didn't want it. And I'm like, well, I'll just have a horrible cliffhanger and then they'll have to. And no, they just like published it and they actually added like a line to the end somewhere and it said, and the last book, then to the end. I'm like, no! And so I actually went and bought those books back from the publisher. Now I've resold them to Tor. And Tor's Tor's re. Yes, we can clap for that. Tor is pretty awesome. So Tor will be re-releasing the Alcatraz books, and my goal is to provide them the last Alcatraz book to with that re-release. Yeah, you'll have to make room for one more Alcatraz book. Oh, that's right, you're not giving matching. Oh no, maybe I need to get the edition done with really bad cover art to match the other ones that I put on my website or something. I did not like the covers of those books. The first one was okay, and then they got kind of... Yeah, I'll just tell you, the character makes fun of his own covers of books. Alright, so there you are. Alright, let's do right back there, way in the back. Yeah, you go ahead, guy. Does it mean anything different for me now that this is my own stuff rather than the Wheel of Time? Here's the weird thing, right? The Wheel of Time feels as much my own, even though probably it shouldn't, right? The Wheel of Time is Robert Jordan's. Let's be very frank on that, but those characters feel as much my own as Dalinar does. And the truth is, I knew Rand and Matt before I knew Dalinar, because I picked up The Wheel of Time in 1990, and I started writing Dragonsteel in 91. I've known those characters longer than I've known any of my own characters. Even Hoyt, who was there in that first one, it came after The Wheel of Time. And so, when I said yes to Harriet on The Wheel of Time, it was a fantastic opportunity, but I did it because this is something I legitimately want to be part of. And I've talked before about some of the exciting things. Like, for years, I've been playing with a teleportation-based magic system, like Gateways, because I've been reading the Wheel of Time books, and I'm like, this is where that magic could go. And I had it all sketched out in my notes and things like this. And then I had written, I can't ever do this, it's too similar to the Wheel of Time. And then the Wheel of Time, I was writing it. And I'd be like, well, here are my notes on how to manipulate this magic system because I've spent years wanting to do this. And these, like, you know, Perrin is like my high school friend, right? I was one of these nerdy bookish people. My friends were my characters in the books. And yes, I wasn't that lonely. I did have real friends. But, you know, like, so does it feel different to me? No, it really doesn't. I mean, I'm really proud of this. I've been planning forever for this, so, you know, this is my baby. But, when I was offered the Wheel of Time, one thing about it was that, Harriet, when she gave it to me, finding someone to finish the Wheel of Time had been a dire request from Robert Jordan for her. She didn't grieve until she found someone to do it. And then she went and grieved for a year and left me basically on my own. When it came to editing, she then came in as an editor and had a very strong hand, and it was very important that she do that. But in the actual process of outlining the 3 books, writing the first one, and deciding on the plot archetypes and all these things, I did that basically just me and Robert Jordan's notes. And there was a large amount of ownership that Harriet allowed me to take, even though, let's make very clear, the Wheel of Time is not mine. But the characters kind of are mine in the same way they're all of yours, if that makes any sense. So, no, that's a long answer, isn't it? One question I get a lot, this is kind of weird, I'm sorry if there are non-Wheel of Time readers here and I'm waxing about the Wheel of Time, but waxing eloquent, I guess. No, maybe eloquent. Waxing rambling-y. People ask me, does it hurt to kill off characters? Does it hurt to have characters that you don't get to write about anymore? And usually my answer is no, right? Because I have built a plot arc for years when I'm writing a book where I know what risks that character is going to take, and I build into it then the the consequences of those actions. And it's like they demand to be allowed to do this, and then there is a ramification. And when I actually write it, yes, there's a sorrow to it, but at the same time, it's fulfilling what that character had wanted to do for years and who they are, if that makes any sense. And so they are then done, and I don't feel a need to write any more about them. And I'm not going to mention any names, not going to spoil this, but a lot of these characters, I'm like, no, I don't feel a need to write any more stories because I told the story that they needed to have told, and that feels awesome. The exception is The Wheel of Time. Because in some ways, The Wheel of Time is the only one. Now, I made the decision that no more Wheel of Time books should be written. It really belongs to Harriet, but when Harriet, she actually asked me what she thought we should, do, and I was very upfront with no more Wheel of Time should be done. Because Robert Jordan didn't want it to be done. But the only ones that hurt are not being able to write more stories about some of those characters, because I don't feel their stories are completely told, and I don't feel that I can. So that is painful. I feel it's good. It's the pain of having lost Robert Jordan. So it's not a good pain, but it's a necessary pain. And it's a pain that I shouldn't relinquish by simply going and writing all these books. But that is a pain, not being able to tell the stories of these characters that I really feel didn't quite get told. So you'll have to tell them all in your own heads. So there's a weird answer to your question. If you want one of these cards, come on up. All right. Woo! The first hand was right there.
So, a lot of your characters are very traditional heroes. We talk a lot about the change in the genre. We think about the whole trend of anti-heroes, like the comedy and,
you know. What do I think of the trend of anti-heroes with people like Joe Abercrombie when I'm writing a lot more traditional heroes? We are having good people in my books. Some flawed good people, but at their heart, good people. There you are. I write books like I would want to read. And I actually am quite happy that everything is trending that way, because it lets me do my thing and stand out a little bit more. I appreciate a lot of these writers and what they're doing, but it is not what I want to do. I like writing about people that every person I know, personally, I feel is fundamentally good. Now, I'm sure there are people out there who are not, but the people I know, the people I want to talk to, the people I want to spend time with, they may do some really bad things on occasion, but they are fundamentally good people. And that's the type of person I want to write a story about. I want to write a story about someone, you know, most people, even if they aren't, do think that they're fundamentally good. And so that's what I'm going to tell my stories about. Those are the stories I loved reading, and I'm sure there are lots of options for people. You can have variety. That's what's wonderful about books. They're not all the same. But when you come to my books, I like people that I would want to hang out with, and I want to write about people that I would want to hang out with, and that's what you're going to find. You can come get one of these if you want. Okay. Your hand went up really fast. Go ahead. Yes. Yes.
Talking about books
you've already written in Genesis,
what about the next trilogy of the
Mistborn
books?
Yes, good question.
And the Further Adventures of Waxen Lane?
Yes. Well, you had one to this there, right there. So, the next Mistborn trilogy. So, I did tell Tor I'll do two more Waxen Lane books for them. We had a big, long conversation, though, and really we feel we need to do Stormlight 3 before I go back to that. Because the wait was so long between 1 and 2 that we need to move this along. So the next book I'm going to write is going to be The Sequel Arithmetist. I'll do that this summer. And then after that, I'm going to go into Stormlight 3. And I'm going to write that with a goal of having that out next year sometime. Probably late next year, but next year sometime. And so that the wait is not 3.5 years now. I think we need to strike before it becomes a habit to release Stormlight books every 4 years, which is a bad habit to be in. And that's sad because I have about a third of the new Waxen Wayne book written, so it'll be pretty fast once I write it, but I really feel like that Tom Doherty is right, we need to do this next. Let me check this fine here.
7:40.
Okay, so let's do one more question. Oh, everybody wants one. You don't know her? No?
No, we can
You've been, even though you're wearing the same shirt?
I know.
Okay, all right. We're going to go with this guy. When did you get here? I'm just curious.
About
1:30 or 2. Yeah, they said the first row had been here for a long time. So I'm going to take the first row, but when you come through the line, you may ask your question.
Well, I can wait and ask questions for that if you want. If you want someone else to answer.